This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a small town receives a large sum to create a community gathering place.
Plus, several other communities restructure the images they portray to potential visitors and their residents. And we take a ride on a rolling restaurant.
But first, Arkansas home sales for December are up. The new report shows more than 17% increase in homes sold as compared with the same time last year. People are able to sell homes for a bit of profit, and interest rates are down. Carolyn Cobb, executive broker with Caldwell Banker, says she doesn't foresee much change over the next few months.
I do anticipate, and from what I'm hearing, interest rates are going to stay steady, certainly with the first part of the year. We don't anticipate great jumps in that. Low interest rates, it's an excellent time to buy a home.
She says last year was a good year for real estate.
The price of homes, the average price went up, let me see, like 1.69% for the average prices for the year. We continue to have low interest rates, so we anticipate that next year will be a good year for real estate as well.
According to the Arkansas Realtors Association, the state's average home price for the year, just over $158,000. Pulaski County in central Arkansas saw the highest average home prices for the year at nearly $190,000. Home prices in Benton County were almost $185,000, while Washington County's average home prices for the year came in just over $177,000.
One of the trails that makes up the backbone of Fayetteville's trail system has received some recognition from a National Trails Organization. The Rails to Trails Conservancy recognized Frisco Trail as its Trail of the Month for December 2013. The national nonprofit highlighted the trail because of the city's use of abandoned and active railroad corridors for development of a multi-use trail. Matt Mihailovich, Fayetteville's Trails Coordinator, says that using rail corridors for trails development has a substantial advantage.
One of the biggest, also the biggest savers is that the grade is already pretty well cut in, the slope, it's not very steep. You have a real nice corridor to use. And that's actually the Chalagee Trail, which stands for Cherokee, that we're building south of MLK, is also on an old rail line. So it does help. And that corridor is kind of already carved out from the property, from different properties, so makes a real nice place for a trail.
And it's right up about the trail. The Rails to Trails Conservancy said that although Frisco Trail is a relatively short rail-shared trail at 1.3 miles, nationally nearly 10% of rail-related trails have trails adjacent to or within an active rail corridor right-of-way.
The Fayetteville School Board is in the middle of a search for the school district's next superintendent, and the board is scheduled to interview one prospective candidate during a meeting tonight. Dr. Tom Kimbrell has served as commissioner of the Arkansas Department of Education for the past 4.5 years, but according to the school district, he's expressed interest in being the next superintendent of Fayetteville Schools. Prior to serving as commissioner at the State Education Department, he was executive director of the Arkansas Association of Educational Administrators and held various leadership and superintendent positions in several Arkansas school districts. Vicki Thomas, Fayetteville's current superintendent, announced her resignation earlier this month to care for an ailing relative. She'll leave her position June 30th.
Spring enrollment totals are in for Northwest Arkansas Community College. While the overall enrollment of 7,546 represents a decrease of 6.1%, NWAC officials say that decreased enrollment is a trend facing many community colleges this year. In addition, the number of high school students enrolled concurrently at NWAC increased by 23 to 572. While overall enrollment at NWAC for the spring semester declined, spring enrollment at Arkansas Tech University's Ozark campus has again set an enrollment record. The enrollment of 1,898 students this semester represents a 4% increase from spring 2013, a nearly 15% increase since 2012, and an increase of nearly 35% since 2011. All 4 years represented spring enrollment records for the college.
The University of Arkansas says the multimillion dollar deficit accrued by its advancement division will be eliminated in the current fiscal year. According to the university, a reallocation of $2.3 million from the university's contingency reserve fund will be used to fully fund the advancement division's annual budget for an interim period. The contingency fund is intended to meet necessary expenses that arise after the traditional budgeting process concludes. The university's current major fundraising campaign is expected to increase its endowment over the next few years, resulting in additional revenue. A fraction of that expected revenue will go to the Advancement Division to balance its annual budget and to repay the contingency fund. However, the current $3.2 million deficit is expected to be eliminated with a combination of university reserve and private funds from the division's annual portion of endowment distributions.
Main Street Arkansas Advisory Board this morning announced 29 recipients of Main Street Arkansas Awards. The biannual awards recognize individuals, organizations, and communities for their achievements in revitalizing their downtown areas. Main Street Ozark was one of the award recipients, recognized as the best public-private partnership effort for its Riverview Plaza and downtown landscaping. The Eureka Springs Downtown Network also garnered the award for Best Creative Fundraising Event for its Cocktails for a Cause. And Main Street Rogers also received a Creative Fundraising Award for its Oktoberfest event. And taking the title of most awards received is Main Street Siloam Springs, which received 6 awards, including awards for Best Total Large Building Renovation for 28 Springs, Best Web Presence and Use of Social Media, Best Window Display by Siloam Flowers, the Main Street Hero Award, an award for Outstanding Executive Director, and finally, the Spirit of Main Street Award.
Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will be around 31 in northwest Arkansas, mid-30s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain, highs from the upper 40s to mid-50s. And tomorrow night, cloudy, 40% chance of rain, a low of 40 in northwest Arkansas, 20% chance of rain, and a low of 47 for the Arkansas River Valley.
This is Ozarks at Large.